This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police in Hong Kong fired volleys of tear gas while protesters hurled bricks during clashes Saturday, as several thousand activists protested an attack by suspected Triad gang members last weekend. We get more from Reuters correspondent Anna Bevin.
Police had refused to allow the march on safety grounds, but protesters pushed ahead, having criticized the police for failing to protect the public from the attack by suspected members of the city's shadowy criminal network known as the Triads. What began as a peaceful protest soon grew increasingly tense. Rocks and bottles were thrown at police by protesters, and riot police stormed a pedestrian bridge. Last Sunday, around 100 club-wielding men burst into Yunong Station. The suspected gang members attacked protesters, passers-by, journalists and lawmakers, leaving 45 people injured, one critically.
Anna Bevin of Reuters. Russian police, meanwhile, detained hundreds of people Saturday, including prominent opposition activists, around a political protest in Moscow. Jonah Green of Reuters reports.
Protesters rallied in the street calling for opposition candidates to be registered for local elections in Moscow, which they have been barred from. Jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny had called for the protest near the Moscow's mayor office to pressure authorities to allow candidates to run in the September 8th vote. But authorities called the protest illegal. They say candidates were prohibited from running because they had failed to collect enough signatures, an allegation the opposition rejects as false. The protest campaign is also intended to raise the heat on Russia's tightly controlled political system at a time when President Vladimir Putin's rating has dropped after years of falling incomes.
Jonah Green of Reuters reporting. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump hit out on Twitter Saturday at a prominent congressman who's been a strong critic of Trump's handling of the migration crisis. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Representative Elijah Cummings chairs the House Oversight Committee, which is conducting multiple investigations into the president's governmental dealings. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump called Cummings a brutal bully after the congressman's public tongue-lashing of top Homeland Security officials over conditions for migrants detained along the southern border. Trump says the border is clean and well-run, but calls Cummings' majority black Baltimore district a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess, accusing the congressman of ignoring it. In his own tweet, Cummings notes that he goes home to his district every day and says while it's his constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, it's his moral duty to fight for his constituents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Eight senior military officers are expected to be charged in Sudan with crimes against humanity over their alleged part in the killing of protesters on June 3rd. Sudanese prosecutors said Saturday the country's ruling generals did not order deadly breakups of a protest camp last month. Instead, prosecutors blamed paramilitary rapid support forces for exceeding orders and dispersing the protest camp on their own initiative. The report found security forces were told only to clear a lawless area close to the protest camp, not the sit-in itself. Prosecutors put the death toll at 87. Protesters say that 127 people were killed. Protesters have set tires on fire and put roadblocks in place in Khartoum in response to the report's findings. Protesters also took to the streets across the Nile River in Khartoum's twin city of Omdurman. At least 10 Pakistani soldiers were killed Saturday in two militant attacks. The Pakistani military said six soldiers died when militants across the Afghan border fired on a military patrol in the North Waziristan region. Four paramilitary troops were killed in the second attack during a search operation in southwestern Baluchistan province.
Dragon is over the pin. And Dragon is captured. That's 8:11 a.m.
A SpaceX cargo craft delivering more than 2,200 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware was installed onto the International Space Station Saturday. NASA said the Dragon spacecraft was installed on the Earth-facing side of the ISS at 16 hours UTC. It is SpaceX's 18th contracted commercial resupply mission. The Dragon is expected to remain attached to the ISS for about a month. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.